This is That Story Show, where hilarious real-life stories take the spotlight. This week, Mike has something tickle the side of his neck in the dark. TJ tells us about his Tourette's tics. And Jamie puts an entire restaurant on high alert. Now you're ready for That Story Show.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity. And the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey! This is That Story Show, people.
Hallelujah!
You're watching?
Hey, who's cooking pizza?
I turned into a bat. I flew into this tiny house.
I left her some guano.
Hey, podcast people. Welcome back to That Story Show, episode 449, brought to you the week of September 14th, 2023. I'm your host. My name is James Kennison, and my good friend is here.
I am here, James. It's me, John.
Hi.
And I want to tell you something, James, and this is a serious concern for me. I work in a building that has a couple elevators, and I like to take them when I can.
Yeah.
Because I'm not real sure about the stairs, because they're always up to something.
And
I don't know if I should take them or not.
Oh, I'm sure they'd be down for whatever you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
Just take it step by step.
Okay.
One step at a time, bro.
One step at a time?
Yeah.
I can do that. Thank you.
Oh.
Baby steps.
Baby, baby, baby. JoJo had some nice
here.
Things to say about you last week. Did you hear?
Yeah. Well, I did, and it's really strange story. So I was ready to do the show last week, and I was all ready, and the power went out here.
Oh.
And I thought I heard somebody outside the door kind of cackling at me.
Yeah.
I couldn't get anything working. And then when I came back, the show had already been posted.
Yeah.
And so I gave it a listen. I mean, he's very, very nice, but I feel like he had something to do with me not being able to
get power. That, I wouldn't put it past him. JoJo is... I mean, he comes off all spiritual and, you know, like he's got it all together. But inside, I think he has the soul of a false prophet.
He's got a malicious spirit about him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's like a whitewashed tomb, you know,
oh,
on the outside is grease paint, but in the inside is dead man's bones.
Dead man's bones.
We always start with an opening story. This is called Terrible Tickle, and it is bad. Mike Alex from Watersville, Maine. He says, during my late teens and early 20s, I worked as a camp counselor at a Christian teen camp in my hometown of Connecticut. One summer night, as everyone lay in peaceful slumber, a strange sensation on my neck jolted me awake. My reflexive response was to reach for my neck to investigate and brush away whatever was causing the tickle.
I got the heebie-jeebies already.
But
I don't even know where this story's going, but I just...
It gets worse.
Crawling on me.
It gets worse.
Oh, great.
But as my fingers touched the irritated spot, I felt something latch onto them. Panic surged through me, and I flung my hand away from my neck, sending the mysterious tickler hurling across the pitch-black cabin. I heard it collide with the wall with a thud, followed by the unmistakable sound of it scurrying across the floor and even bumping into the wall.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that thing was on your neck while you're sleeping. Terrified.
Oh.
I refused to set my bare feet on the dark ground. Instead, I awkwardly reached for the end of my bunk, stretching to turn on the light. I hoped my actions wouldn't rouse the slumbering teen boys or give the unseen tickler a clear view of me.
Unseen tickler.
Terrible. As the light flickered on, I cautiously crawled to the end of my bunk, trying to get a better look at the elusive intruder. Finally, at a safe distance from the creature, I saw it. A massive cockroach, at least 2.5 to 3 inches long. The very thing that had been tickling my neck and clinging to my fingers. Without hesitation, I descended from my bunk and slapped that tickler back to the origins of the fall from which it came.
Yes. It became amen.
It made a satisfying but also terrifying crunch as it took two solid slaps to end its horrible existence.
Whoa.
Yeah, those jokers are armored, you know?
He had to hit it twice.
Yeah. You can step on them and they still walk. Joker. They'll pick you up and move you. As if it wasn't unsettling enough, apparently cockroaches will eat your eyelashes as well. So happy sleeping!
Are you serious? They'll eat your eyelashes?
I grew up in a white trash environment. We had plenty of night tickles. I've never woke up with them on my eyes. I think that's just a little joke there.
Yeah. I remember waking up one morning in the middle of the night when I was in Florida growing up, I felt something crawl across my chest because I used to sleep on the floor all the time in our house because we didn't have air conditioning and there was a fan and it would keep it cooler and stuff. And I would sleep in front of it when I could. Something crawled across my chest and I woke up and I was looking around and then the cat, because we had stupid cats, the cat came like trouncing across my chest, you know, looking for whatever crawled across me. I'm pretty sure it was a roach. I'm just going to believe that it was a roach. I don't think it was bigger than a roach, but yeah.
I didn't
think about it till now. It could have been a mouse.
We were being babysat by these two old folks that lived across the street from us. My parents were so desperate to go out, they'd leave us with anybody. They were sitting on a couch across from the piano. Well, me and Leanne wanted to show off our piano skills, so we opened the book over the piano and this freaking cockroach that had been up there flies all the way to the length of the thing straight for them and between their heads. They both moved aside. It was like if there'd been an umpire, would have been like, field goal good, you know. I don't even know that I knew to be embarrassed. I'm like, I just imagine that everybody had nasty cockroaches living in their house.
We do.
Yeah.
If you live in the South at all, you've got roaches. It doesn't matter how clean you are. There's roaches. They're there.
Yeah. And what do they say? If you see one, there's a million you don't see.
No, they don't say that. Nobody says that. Ever.
Don't think about it.
That's a urban legend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's what that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a suburban legend.
All right, let's do some news nuggets. China authorities arrest two for smashing a shortcut through the Great Wall with an excavator. Did you see this?
No. What?
Yes. Two individuals, Zhang and Wang, were arrested for creating a shortcut through China's Great Wall, a United Nations protected heritage site.
Wow.
This occurred in a remote, deteriorated section far from the well-known restored areas in Yanggao County, west of Beijing. The pair wanted a shorter route for some construction work they were doing in nearby towns, and they destroyed. So who made it through the Great Wall of China? Genghis Khan and Zhen and Wang.
Wang, yeah. They had a little help, of course, but...
Could you imagine? I mean, good night.
It's like, how old is that thing? It's like
thousands
of years old. And I was actually reading something the other day because the article popped up and it was talking about how the like a lot of the bricks and stuff have been stolen and they've had to. I mean, it's an enormous. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge, and a large percentage of it's really actually in disrepair.
Right,
but. They're talking about how the unique mortar and stuff is actually made of like rice and stuff like that. But apparently it's really strong, but not strong enough to stand up to an excavator.
No.
From Xing and Wang.
Yeah, it was a couple. It was Those a man guys. And a woman that were doing work and they didn't want to go around the wall. So what do? You go. It's like prepositions. You go through it. So
through it.
You can't go around it and can't go over it. What do? And go through it. That's right. Police stop Nebraska man, not a Florida man, for bucking the law with a bull riding shotgun in his car. If you could have only seen the picture. A car driving with a bull in it was pulled over by police in northeast Nebraska's biggest city. Don't worry, he didn't steer. The car that Lee Mayer was driving had been in parades across the area for years, and it has half the windshield and the roof removed to make room for this giant bull named Howdy Doody to ride along. A yellow metal cattle gate serves as a passenger side door, allowing for the Watusi bull named Howdy Doody to be tied up. And yeah, it's like a sidecar on a car. It's crazy. His wife, Rhonda, said that Howdy Doody has been Meyer's friend and buddy ever since he got him 8 or 9 years ago. But the amount of money that he spent on this whole darn project between the car and the bull, I could have had a new kitchen, Rhonda Meyer said in a Nebraskan accent. Yeah. Riemann said that there were clearly some traffic violations related to Meyer's car, but the officer let him go with a warning as long as he turned around and took Howdy Doody home. I love this story because I think it's my real father. I think this man is my real dad. Most of you guys will remember that my mom bought a cow, a baby cow, and she put it in the back of a van. And then she went.
It was a free cow.
It was a free cow. I'm sorry. You're right. Yeah, it was a free cow. My mom went and paid for a cow. She put the cow in the back of the van. It laid down. Then she went grocery shopping at Walmart. And then she went to pick up my brothers, and they opened the back doors to unload the groceries, and the groceries was moving. Moving and scare the crap out of them.
Back in the day during the paper bags, right?
She failed to tell them that there was a cow in the back of the van. So I figure if that's my mom, this guy might be my father.
Took the cow out for a ride.
Yeah.
I saw this article actually. It popped up in my feed too. And that was just,
it was crazy. It's so creative though.
Yeah, it's a cool. It looks like, you know, car.
It looks like something from Mad Max, you know.
Yeah, definitely had some homemade qualities to it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we got a few announcements. Hats are available at Etsy.com/NLcast. They are now $20. That's $5 discount, and that is a permanent discount. So if you haven't gotten your hat yet, now's the time. We even ship overseas and everything and to Canada and all that, you know. So anyway, subscribe to That Story Show's YouTube channel, youtube.com/@thatstoryshow. And then the theme show, Fears and Tears, is not working. We've got a grand total of 2 submitted stories that we will mix back into the overall mix. So we want a new theme. And here it is.
Our next theme show. Only Canada Stories. All Canada, all the time.
So you heard it here, folks. Only Canada Stories. If you live
only
in Canada,
Canada Stories,
you send in your story, hashtag Canada, and we will do an entire America's Hat show based on your stories. So get it in as soon as possible, and we will play it. We will play your stuff. You can send in audio. You can call our 833 number. You can email us. You can use the web form, thatstoryshow.com, and then /submit. Put that joker in. Also, I have one more announcement. It's not as fun. We are sunsetting the weekly story contest.
Retiring.
Yeah. The original purpose for it, obviously, was to award great storytellers and to generate more interest in submitting stories. And while it did that originally, the interest has waned and our stories levels have returned to normal, which is fine. We're still doing great. But now we want to see if we can use those funds in a better way. If you remember, originally we said that we would run it for 2 months, and we ran it for a lot longer than 2 months. So
we did.
We did.
Had a little break in there too.
We gave it a good shot, you know.
Overall, it ran for.
And I'm mad because I didn't win. John, did you win?
I did not. No. But even though I didn't win a cash prize, I feel like a winner.
Oh,
regardless.
You're such a sweetheart. You are.
JoJo is right.
It's time for a featured story.
Let me tell y'all a story.
Today's featured story is an interactive story, one of the new things that we're doing over there on thatstory.show/submit. TJ Bunkall, he submitted stories in the past. He's a gentleman with Tourette's, and he wanted to get on and share some stories of some of his tics. I had a great time with him. Hi, folks. I'm here with an interactive story with TJ Bunkall. TJ, welcome to the show.
Hi. I'm the guy with Tourette's. I sent in a story a while ago about me barking with some dogs.
Remind us how that went again.
Yeah, so the specific instance of that story is that I was working for a company called Wee Man. I have Tourette's, right? So one of my ticks would be barking. I would be on a job, and a dog would start barking at me. And then my ticks go, hey, these are my people. I'm going to start barking back. So I would just start barking at them, not intentionally, and they would bark back at me, and it set me off, and then we just go back and forth.
So what do you think the dog's reaction was? Were they excited to have somebody speak dog? Or were they angry?
Usually they pause for a bit. So
they're like, is that what we sound like?
Something like that, yeah. So I've been told I sound like a bigger dog. It's something maybe like a German Shepherd. I don't know. I'm not super familiar with dogs. I didn't grow up with them or anything.
Right.
And I still bark when I'm at work. And so I'll be in the back of the store I work at. And customers would come up to the counter and they would hear, like, is there a dog back here?
Oh. And you work for a food establishment. So that's not kosher. That's not something somebody wants to hear.
No, it is not. My coworkers know I have Tourette's. And so they would say, oh, no, it's just one of my coworkers. He has Tourette's.
Yeah, we just scratch him under the chin and he goes back to work.
I like to make them too happy. Joke that they're going to go ballistic, go full Karen, and say, you have a dog bed there that's so unsanitary. How dare you? And,
oh, wow.
And it always gets a few laughs. And that's never happened.
Okay.
It's a funny hypothetical situation.
It will. It'll happen. Some Karen will come in eventually. So what do you got for us today?
So today, I thought I'd share my tics about my coworkers, actually.
Okay, because you told me earlier one of your goals in life is to normalize or take the stigma off Tourette's. Is that correct?
Yeah, take the stigma away, kind of make it funny. You know, you don't really want to laugh at disabilities. You don't laugh at cancer. And it's a chronic disability, essentially, but it's something to be made light of. Every person with Tourette's is going to be different, so everyone's going to have their different preferences.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Out of everyone I talk to with Tourette's, they always find ways to be funny about it. I never once heard of someone say, oh, if you make fun of it, I'm going to be mad at you. I mean, There's a point to be sensitive and there's a point to just ignore it. But in general, it's best to just kind of be loose about it.
Well, you know, it's better to laugh with somebody than to laugh at somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I joke about my Tourette's quite a bit. We had jokes in my family, and my dad has something similar to Tourette's, and so we get that quite a bit. I grew up with a friend with Tourette's, and so I have all kinds of stories, and if we had 2 hours, I could just go back and forth about different stories. Nothing incredibly long, nothing with tons of background, just the funny instances over the years. I was diagnosed in October of 2009, and so it's been 13 or so years since I was diagnosed. And so I went from being the shy kid that wouldn't say anything to actually advocating for Tourette's. Not like super public. I haven't gone to Congress or anything like that.
Right, right. But still, that's huge, taking what some people would call a disability and turning it into something that enables you.
Yeah, yeah.
So hit us with your best shot.
You know about my Tourette's. My Tourette's, I tend to pick up random tics different places. I've had tics where I would hear my roommate kiss his girlfriend, and I would shout, get a room. I hear someone humming Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, like July, August, just kind of out of nowhere, and I would start singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. My tics sound like a demon, so it's not like, I mean, not demon, it's just that my voice gets really raspy, and so it's not like my normal talking voice, and that you would know a distinct difference. I wish I could do on command, but of course, Tourette's having performance anxiety, apparently.
Yeah.
But currently,
the demon's not coming out right now. So
apparently, yeah. My latest tics have been at work. Work for me has been a stressful situation. I worked the night shift. I'm a delivery driver, and there's a lot of pros, but I've always ticked at work. It's just always been something that I've been dealing with. And I picked up this tic from my coworkers. Two of the managers that I was working with one night, it's like 11, 12 at night, they were talking trash about one of their fellow managers that has been there longer than either of them, yet these two outrank that guy. I was having a rough day ticking that day, and I went from barking like my usual tick, my usual go-to tick, to I said, it's all Tom's fault. And so I would say that, and it's funny. My coworkers will laugh, but at the same time, my general manager, one of the coworkers, I was trash talking to this guy. He's like, you can't do that. We were going to get in so much trouble because they kind of have a sense that I pick up what other people say.
Oh.
And so if I were to take that in front of him, I haven't yet. I don't think I will. He would know
that people have been saying that. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah. It's like a parrot repeating the bad words the old lady says.
Exactly. And actually, that's one of the funny things about my Tourette's is that the tic you that is stereotypically what goes with Tourette's is people will curse randomly.
Right, right.
I never had that tic. I've had every other kind of tic you can imagine, but that one.
Well, good.
But this tic of all Tom's fault transitioned into naming other managers, so it's all Nick's fault, it's all Chandler's fault, etc. And so now whenever someone does something wrong or jokes being made about, can't think of a specific instance, like they're being goofy and I just blurt out, it's all Nick's fault, and then a few people start cracking up. He's like, why is it me? So yeah, it's been fun to play with, not play with intentionally. It's not comfortable for me, but
right.
But it's fun to be made light of. It's fun kind of to make light of an odd situation.
Right.
Every time I scare another one of my coworkers, I scare all every time. Every time I screech like a banshee or bark, she jumps like a mile high.
It's hilarious. Bless her heart.
Well, it's even funnier because she has a friend with Tourette's.
Uh-huh.
And so she, before I met her, she was used to Tourette's and she would still jump with her friend, but mine are much worse than her friend's is.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just scare the crap out of her every time. And really everyone, it's kind of mean of me to say this, but I kind of get a kick out of it a little bit because I mean, essentially I'm suffering from cancer, sort of, not really.
Right.
It's uncomfortable for me. It makes it, it's kind of a...
But there's perks.
It's kind of a relief to kind of give me a laugh.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I scared the crap out of you. I wasn't even trying to.
Right, right. Yeah, nobody can get mad.
No one can get mad. I mean, they can get mad, but I won't get fired of it.
Exactly, exactly. So get some people tonight, all right? And your night shift. Get a few folks if you can. Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing with me today. I appreciate you coming on the show, man.
No worries.
How can people get a hold of you on Discord?
On Discord, I am TJ Bunk. T as in golf, T, J as in the Blue Jay, and Bunk, like bunk bed.
Okay, and you said folks can get a hold of you and ask you questions about your condition and all that?
Yeah, there's no need to be afraid of asking questions. I, in fact, embrace them. Though keep in mind that my answers might not be the same for everyone with Tourette's.
Gotcha. We're going to jump right into the rest of the show. Peace. All right. Wasn't that awesome?
That was great. Thanks, TJ, for sharing. That's hilarious.
Yeah, he was great.
He referenced, and I never thought about it like that before. People with, you know, it's a condition, you know, like he referenced, it was like, it's like cancer. You don't laugh at cancer. Or you don't laugh at those things. But certainly him at least making it light of it probably is a good way for him to deal with it.
Yeah,
a
to cope.
Bit. Yeah. To cope. Yeah, right. That's a good word. Kudos to you, TJ, for allowing us to be part of your world.
And thanks for sharing yourself with us like that and being vulnerable. It was, you had some really good, funny moments in there. That was great. Let's do some listener stories.
All right.
All right. Our first one is middle school drama.
Move out of the way, stupid.
Hi, I'm Michaela. Mike, I'm glad
they put the phonetic in there.
I can't read. It's Micah. Hi, I'm Micah. And here's my tale of woe. One day I jumped and flew out of the trampoline. I was bleeding, but I was fine after a trip to the ER. Hope it does or doesn't make it on the show. Micah, I'm going to play this one for him.
One of the many tools of the devil.
There you go. I get about a dozen of these a week. And yeah. I should just save them up and do like six in a row. Sometimes they're one line. They're just like, I fell out of a tree. I hope it makes it on the show.
Every middle schooler ever.
Oh, goodness gracious.
The best part is that you said Micah, you called him Michaela.
I'm sure he'll love that.
Fortunately, Micah put the phonetic spelling in there, and that took care of it for you.
It did. I would have not even reread it. I would have just went on with Michaela. I don't even know.
Michaela.
I put so many new letters in his name. Well, let's do a quick word from our sponsors. All right, John, read us a story.
This comes to us from Lonnie in Texas, and this is Sibling Shock. First, let me say that I'm thrilled to see that Red School Bus has made a return.
Yeah.
I've been enjoying catching up on the episodes while I work.
Awesome.
I am the youngest of six, and at 56, I've come to realize that many of the childhood memories I thought were real were actually lies and tricks concocted by my four older brothers.
Mm. Evil.
My second oldest brother, who is about 10 years older than me, was notorious for his practical jokes and mean tricks, often enlisting my brothers to join him in the mischief. We lived in what I considered a sizable house at the time, featuring a small back porch connecting to the kitchen. On this porch sat an upright freezer that had a peculiar short circuit. It generally wasn't an issue unless you were touching something grounded and the side of the freezer simultaneously.
It only killed a couple of us. No big deal.
Oh, yeah, you know. We'd get some milk from the freezer or ice cream. I guess you don't get milk from the freezer, do you?
No. But Dad will get around to fixing it eventually when he runs out of kids.
I know there's six of them. You know. Well, a few feet away from the porch, there was a water faucet protruding from the ground. Oh, good. Great. And one day, one of my brothers stationed himself with a hand on the freezer while the other knelt with one hand on the spigot. I was easily irritated as a young child, making it quite simple for someone to provoke me into chasing them around the house. As we rounded the corner of the house, a person I was chasing darted between the two, and naturally I followed. As I passed them, they each grabbed one of my arms, completing an electrical circuit. Being in the middle, I received the full shock. It wasn't enough to cause physical harm, but it left a lasting memory. The day they turned a freezer into a shocking adventure. Good one. An electrified memory that I recall vividly even after 50 years.
Wow. Thanks, Lonnie. I got a story called Scary Situation from Jamie Good in Springfield, Illinois. He says, my mom is startled very easily. So as most kids would, we took every opportunity to scare her. And things have not changed as we've grown into adults. Yeah, that's why I never told my kids. I am super easily startled. And I'm so glad that I kept that a secret and they never figured it out because they are suckers, man. They would.
They don't listen to the show, too. Huh?
I would be dead. Yeah, they think everything Dad does is dumb. So, yeah, it's a blessing. One day, my in-laws were visiting and my parents wanted to get together for dinner at Chili's. So we pulled into the restaurant and noticed my mom and dad were sitting with their backs to the window, and I saw my opportunity. Done it. I quickly parked the car. Done it. I ran up to the window. Dun, dun. I gave it a couple of good pounds, and my mom screamed so loud you could hear it in the parking lot. I had a good
Everybody
laugh.
Everybody in the store heard it too, I bet.
I had a good laugh as I gathered up the family and walked into the restaurant. Oh, I'm so funny. Normally, when you walked into a restaurant, there'd be some sort of noise, you know, from everybody conversating and enjoying their dinner. However, when we walked in, it was dead silent and everyone was angrily staring at my mom. All I saw was her back to the window from my side. But everyone else saw her facing the entrance to the restaurant. So when she let out her blood-curdling scream, everyone inside thought someone with a gun had just walked in. Chili's briefly started to take active shooter protocol before realizing someone had just gotten scared. My mom and dad were extremely embarrassed. Not only did I scare my mom, but I inadvertently scared the entire restaurant. Good job, Jamie.
And nobody got their baby back ribs that night. Chili's. More Chili's. Like scaredy cat ribs.
Chili's baby back ribs. All right, everybody, hit the floor. You too, lady.
Yeah, especially you.
I'm going to get a cactus blossom or somebody's going to get it.
I don't even know what they serve at Chili's anymore. Is that, do they still do that commercial with the baby back ribs? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Yeah. Was that Chili's?
Yeah. Chili's okay. Baby back ribs. Chili's baby back ribs. I want my
baby. That was
baby
big back in the 90s, I think.
Yeah. I think they brought it back commercial too at one point, but yeah.
A little baby back, baby back. Yeah. I used to think the song was about losing your girlfriend because it started off, I want my baby back. But then it goes into the ribs and it all makes sense.
Yeah, it comes together. It's very well done.
Yes, it's an earworm, as they would say.
Yeah, I love like humming it.
Do you?
I do.
No, you don't. You don't, you liar.
It's my favorite song. I wish Taylor Swift would cover it.
That would be awesome. Taylor, if you're listening, please cover it.
Yeah, if you're listening, please come on the show. Cause,
yeah, that cause would be
me and my son
better
love you.
It's
the only
fine
thing we have in condom. It's the only thing we have in common.
What?
What? I don't even know. I don't even know what that is.
Hey. Compose myself so I can get into this next story.
Anyway, me and my son share a love of Taylor Swift. That's all I was trying to say. We have that in common. Common.
A common appreciation.
I don't know where your mind went, John, but I said common.
I thought you were talking about a place where you put a lot of people. What is it called? Condos?
Yeah. Yeah.
On condominiums.
Yeah.
Condominiums.
There you go. Thanks for helping me with that.
Yeah.
We should probably move on.
Yep. I got a story here from Seth Kleinwort in Omaha. Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Seth, we're happy to have your story. This is a strobe light. In seventh grade, I was part of our church's youth group, but I ended up being the only boy in junior high that year. Oh, wow. That could either be great or terrible.
Yeah.
Every year we had this event called Winter Blast, which was a short weekend retreat for seventh and eighth graders at camp. Of course, this being Iowa in the winter, it was colder than a snowman sneeze outside.
Oh, that's like cute. That's cute.
It's cute. Well, how cold is the snowman sneeze?
So as boys do when nature calls, we didn't exactly brave the cold for the sake of propriety. No, we opted for a more expedient approach and used the porch as our personal restroom.
Yeah.
So picture this. It's dark outside, but luckily there's a porch light to guide the way. I step out to take care of business, and just as I start, the light starts flickering on and off like a disco ball gone haywire. Chaos ensues and the entire cabin starts hollering, "Strobe light, strobe light!" I jump so hard, I almost went off the porch into my own puddle. The other boys had the time of their lives because they literally scared the pee out of me with this unexpected light show. It was a weekend of unexpected hilarity.
Oh, gosh.
Thank you, Seth, for that embarrassing story of relieving yourself to the
have you ever been scared while you're peeing, like actively peeing, because it comes out harder when you get scared. It's like somebody turned the faucet up, you know.
I don't think I have.
Yeah.
Now I have, like, somebody's pushed me, like when I was in the bathroom, you know how guys used to do. Nobody does this nowadays, to me at least. In the bathroom, somebody pushing, that kind of gives you a little bit of jolt. But
No, I was in Boy Scouts and I was standing on 2 2x4s over a hole in the ground, and I was concentrating because it was dark, and I had finally worked up the courage to get there. Somebody freaking comes out and yells, and I swear I came off the ground like Buzz Lightyear.
The jet propulsion stream. I went to infinity.
Because everything just tensed up. It's like, I don't know, squeezing a little packet of ketchup and it just goes, you know, everywhere. I'm surprised it didn't blow out my belly button. We got a voicemail. It's from Jess. And Jess, we've heard from her. We heard from her last week. It's another, I like her unique way of telling stories. She shares them with her daughter. and yeah. records the thing. It's genius, really. So
it's awesome.
Here we go.
This might start a trend.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you can always do the interactive story if you don't have a kid, and you can tell your story to me like TJ Bunkall did at thatstory.show/submit. So anyway, here we go.
Okay, do you want to hear one more story?
Yeah.
Okay, one more. All right, so one time when we were all at the cottage, we were probably teens, Aunt Wheezy and I, and we were going for a boat ride. Wheezy. So Grandma, Papa, Aunt Wheezy, and myself are on the boat. Okay, so we take off, we push off from the dock, and we're floating away. We're in the middle of the lake, and all of a sudden, Papa sees a huge mama dock spider that is on the boat. Okay.
Mama dock
so
spider?
So he tries to like stay chill and calm because he knows that Aunt Wheezy and I are terrified of spiders. And
did you tell them?
What do you mean?
Did he tell you?
Well,
he didn't want you to freak out.
Well, we ended up seeing that there was this ginormous mama spider. Like huge, a dock spider. Like spread out your hand. Like almost uh-oh. The size of your hand. Oh. They're huge.
The fat ones?
They're huge and hairy and awful.
Ugh.
Okay. So anyways, Pup takes a paddle and whacks the mama spider off of the boat into the water. Mm-hmm. And then he floors it. So he speeds away in the boat. But it's a pontoon boat and it doesn't go very fast. So even at the top speed, it's not going super fast, right? So at this point, Aunt Wheezy and I are screaming because we see the mama spider sprinting on top of the water back to the boat
sprinting
because her babies are on board.
Oh, no!
Okay? And the mama spider gets back on the boat and we're flipping out, and then Papa grabs the paddle and whacks it back and into the water, and it comes back for the boat again. And it's just a horrifying experience. I think he finally ended up killing it. I can't remember. I think I passed out from fear.
That's great. Awesome. Thank you, man. So much. Did you notice? Okay, she's Canadian. But did you notice the little girl's accent? Did you hear that?
Yeah, is Irish?
Yes. She lives in Ireland with her Irish husband and her children who have picked up the accent from the area.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Love it.
Matter of fact, I was like, wait a second. That voice sounds a little different.
Editor, go ahead and throw that voice in here right now so we can hear it again.
Did he tell you?
Well,
he didn't want you to freak out.
Well,
see how cute that is? That's precious. It's precious.
That's awesome.
Anyway. Oh.
I want to hear a story from the kid one day.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. If you want me to say ukulele, I'll say ukulele. ukulele.
Yeah. Any of our listeners abroad, I want to hear you tell your story
right
in that manner.
Okay. I don't want to be a spoiler, but the theme show idea.
Uh-huh.
Is going to spread across the world, but we're starting with Canada. Canada starts, but I might have had him say a few other countries as well.
I was about to ask you if you did that or if you had somebody do that. So.
Yeah, no, that's not me.
It's very nice.
It's a giant black dude who did a great job.
Old Canada all the time. Nice.
All right, it's time for us to think about and talk about the people that make this podcast possible because of our members who support us, even though they don't have to. It's a free show, and they do it anyway. Thanks to our members. Get your show perks. Have you gotten your show perks? Show perks are things like ad-free listening, swag, and weekly bonus podcasts that we do called Stuff That Wouldn't Fit on the Show. We do it every single week. If you want your podcast perks, go to patreon.com/thatstoryshow. You get access to patron-only stuff. And you ask our patrons, the number one way to interact with me is through Patreon. You get all kinds of behind-the-scenes stuff. You get to see stuff before anybody else. I posted one of our YouTube shorts on there today that's not going to go live until next week. So there's a lot there. So we make it worth your while. if you can do, if you can't, don't worry about it. It's free. You don't have to.
It's free. And we love you regardless.
Absolutely.
But we love you a little more if you're a patron.
Yeah, just a little bit more. Thanks to our newest members, Colleen, Flash Jervis, Matthew Harrison, Jamie Good, Mitchell Sink Mars, and Christine Diedrich. We thank you so much for helping us out and being on there for us. Tammy Debrick, also, I want to mention her name. So special thanks to our producers, James Spangler, Kerry Wright, and Christopher Tynan. All right. Surely you have a funny life story. Send it into the show. Submit your story at thatstory.show. Call us toll free, 833-55-STORY. You can tell us your story through there. And while you're there, join our mailing list. It would be awesome. And remember, hilarious stories, we all have one. So you need to share yours on That Story Show. See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like pretty slick for a 50-year-old man. Oh.
You do it.
You want me to say it again? No, I won't.
Yes. Okay.
Doc Spider Mama floating on the water. She's gonna get back on the boat and eat your brother. Her babies are on there, all 103. You try to throw her out, but you can't get rid of me, cause I'm a boat spider. I mean a dock spider. I got a whole lot of little baby eggs inside her. I'm gonna spill them out on your pontoon boat. I'm gonna crawl up and tickle your throat like I did the guy who was sleeping in his cabin. He tried to pee off the side and they wouldn't even have it. They started flashing lights and they made fun of him, and he almost fell down in his puddle, had to swim. And that's all I got today, so we're gonna wrap it up. We'll see you next week, and I won't say condom again. Yeah. Sorry about that, guys.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.